light! Now! Come on! Now, quick! We have to move. Here in this alley.
I know why.
There should be a car waiting for us.
Was a narrow escape. Do you have the documents? All of them?
Good. Thank me for saving you. I was just doing my job, but you were on point with that gun. I'm not sure we'd be alive if it wasn't for you and your ability to aim. Wait a minute. Are you... Oh, God. You're wounded? Take this. Put some pressure on it. I know it hurts, but we'll look at it once we reach the hotel. No, I insist. You've been a very brave servant today, and someone needs to look at that wound. Come on, out you go. Yes, this is my hotel. It's a good thing you're wearing black. Hopefully no one will see the blood. Lovely to see you, Mabel. Yes, room 69, please, for me and my guest. And if you can make sure we have hot water on the floor, that would be wonderful. Come on now, servant. Let's get you fixed. Shut the door behind you. Freezing. I'm gonna go get changed now. Do make yourself comfortable. And I suggest you take a hot shower as well. It's cold, and it's only going to get colder. You can use the bathroom in the other room, and be gentle with your arm. I know it's only a flesh wound, but it's gonna sting like a bitch. See you in a few moments, and I'll look at it then. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're shaking. Are you okay? Come here. Come sit with me on the bed. Let me take a look at your arm. You must be joking. Take that shirt off. I can barely see the wound. Don't worry. No one knows we're here. No one is going to see you. Let's see. Doesn't look too bad. Seems like the bullet just grazed you. You should be fine. I'm going to patch you up, though. There we go. And yes, I have been. Son of a bitch hurt so bad. It was in the winter of 40, and I was assigned to help a young man just like you. But we weren't so lucky that day. Those bloody Nazis caught him. But I managed to escape somehow. I was in hiding for 3 years until I couldn't take it. I want to be out here, fighting with people like you, risking for what is right. How did I become an agent? Well, all my life I wanted to serve, to be amongst the ones who helped a just cause. They told me that I had the looks and that my talent would be put to good use. When they recruited me, they said men like hearing me talk, that I was good with words, and that it could be something I could use to convince the Nazis I was one of them. Had to learn some German, though, to slip under the tracks, extract the intel for the Allies. That's how it all started. Pretty face, nice voice. Men tend to say things. Looks like you got it all clean. Now hold your arm out so I can wrap it up. There. How's your arm? Like it never happened? You have strong arms. Well, I'm not used to seeing men. Not really. Not anymore, unless I'm trying to get information. And then I'm very not focused on their physique. We'd better not go there, young man. And I don't believe for a second that you've never found time to be with a girl. Look at you. Pretty face, strong arms. Oh, adorable smile when you blush. Forget about it. Would you like some scotch? That's all they have around here, unfortunately. There you go. That should help with the pain. So, why are you so curious if I've ever been with men, Do you think of women like me? Women who love putting those Nazis in their place. Women who know how to shoot a gun. Women who can control men. Women with a voice like mine. Do you find them attractive by chance? Oh, dear God. Look at you. That pretty face of yours is so red. You're adorable. But seriously, if I weren't an agent and there wasn't a fucking war going on, I'd take you out. Take you out to the movies, to a nice dinner, maybe bring you to my place. There, you're all red again. Are you now imagining me bringing you to my place? Of all the things I would do, of all the things I would make you do to me. Are you imagining squeaky bed sounds and sweaty sheets? Maybe thinking of cuddling under those sheets all naked and warm, glowing after things? You do realize I can hear you breathe. It's just the two of us in this room, after all. Maybe just the two of us on the entire floor. You could pin me against the window naked, and I bet no one would see. You could probably keep the door open and we can gamble. Gamble that no one would hear the bed squeak or the moans I would fill the room with. What are you thinking of, young man? This is not the booze talking. No, this is me, your hot contact behind enemy lines, asking nicely if you want to spread me wide on these clean sheets and take me. So hesitant, let me ease those trembling lips. Oops, seems like you weren't ready. Don't bother, let it play. Focus on me, on my mouth. Good. Gentle. You taste so good. A hint of the malt we've been sharing. A bit of fear and a lot of courage. Kiss you the way you've wanted me to since you laid eyes on me yesterday. Yes. I noticed. Let me just loosen your top. Unbutton your shirt. The way you watched at every opportunity, staring at my long legs when I was bending over the counter talking to the receptionist. The way you were breathing uncontrollably when we tricked those dumb Nazis into handing me the documents. Worrying if they could tell who I was, weren't you? You were all peeking into my cleavage. And then as I bandaged your wound moments ago, you were looking again. Can't deny it, can you? The way your cock is now trying to make its presence known between us. Under those stupid pants of yours. Get in here. Let me get rid of my top. Unclip my bra and just... Oops. Now be a good man and suck these tits for me. Oh, feels so good. I have missed this so much. Connection. Attention. Your warm mouth feels so fantastic. Oh, yes, play with that nipple. Toy with it. You can tug on it if you want. Be rough. I need you to let go. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Perfect. Oh, I want you to taste me. I want you to bury your tongue inside me and tell me how wet I am. Tell me you've never had anything like before. Oh, get in there now. Let me just pull the material aside. Oh, yes. Seems you're good with your tongue for more than lying to the Nazis. Oh, you're a terrible liar. Telling me you've never been with anyone before. You can, oh gosh, fool them all, but you cannot fool me. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so wet. Let me just push you back onto the bed. Put your head on this pillow. I want to pull your pants off. I want to see what's under this material. There we go. Now you stay here, you adorable secret agent. Let me uncover the secret that you're hiding in your pants. Oh, look at that. This package is top secret. Is that why you've been keeping it away from me all this time? I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it. Think about doing this ever since we met. You feel good in my mouth. Ever since they told me they were sending a strong audience service like you, I couldn't help but think of all the things I could do. Once the job was done, you don't disappoint. Not one bit. Laying there for me, letting me do what I've been craving for ages. Servant. That was a word that got me so worked up before even meeting you. And then I met you and you were everything I wanted. And then you were good with a gun. I was so wet. Out in the field running with you. Your cock tastes so good. How about I treat you with some more warmth? Oh, no. You stay right there. You're wounded. Let me please you. Let me show you what a brave man you've been. for me, for country. Let me ride you. Positioning myself over your. Oh my. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh, it's perfect inside me. The way it's stretching my wet little pussy. Where have you been all this time? That's right. Doesn't matter because you're inside me. Lord, I love it. I'm going to grab the headboard and I'm going to ride you like a slut. That's right, like a slut sitting up where you can see my tits bounce. Having a man like you who quite clearly enjoys pleasing an agent. Such a nice little bonus at the end of a mission. Oh, fuck. So totally worth going through all that trouble. Oh, yes. You can touch me anywhere. Oh, yes. Oh, your mouth got me so close. I think I'm going to come. I'm going to come all over your cock. And you're going to love it. You're close too, right? Oh, perfect. Oh, come inside me. Oh, come inside me, agent. Yes. Oh, God. Come. I want to feel you come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, gosh. I can feel all that warm cum you just spilled inside me. Just lay next to you. Look at us. We've created a mess, it seems. You know what I want to do? I want to clean up that cock. I don't want to waste even a little bit. I'm going to lick every last bit of you and me off this marvelous cock. We taste good together, agent. Wow, I'm fucking tired. That was so good. You passed all your tests. I'm going to wrap myself up in your strong arms now. You don't get to say no. If you're hungry, we'll get something to eat in a while, but stay in bed with me. You don't say much, do you? That's all right. Your body, your eyes, your lips, they say a lot. They move me. Care, attention. I love that. This feels so good. Naked and warm next to you. Hold me. Hold me long enough so that I'm sure this is real. Long enough for you to know that I'm more than just an agent. Well, we miss out on a lot, you know. This war is scary, but I don't want to totally miss out on feeling this, you know? Bit of connection. Bit of joy. And you're a good man. I'm thankful they sent me you. I'll be gone in a few hours. Rest. I want to watch you sleep. Sleep like a boy before I leave. I want to remember how brave you've been. I want to remember the feeling I can see in your eyes right now. I'll keep it with me through the dark days. Oh, don't worry. I'll lock the door. I'll walk softly. Make sure you don't wake up. When I reach the street, I will look up. Up at your window, hoping you'll be asleep. And not scared that I'm gone. Promise me. Promise me you won't be scared. Promise me you'll be brave and never stop fighting for what is right. We'll get through this.